Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast, episode number 390 for October the 1st, 2016. Oh, that intro. You know what the best part of that intro is? You can see it on Nicole's face.
She loves it.
She loves it. It's great, isn't it? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another splendiferous episode. No Greg DeLacy this week in the chair. Helming is myself, Fraser Moores. What an honor to be back again and to be supported by three wonderful people. At least two, anyway. Right, Mark?
Yeah. Any guesses on the two?
I'll leave you guessing that amongst yourselves. But if push comes to shove, you know which way I'm voting. We are joined by the wonderful Gamer Girl 27, that's Kim. How are you, Kim?
Howdy, buddy. I'm good. I'm a little exhausted, so if I nod off in the middle of this, I'm sorry. You know, it's been a long couple weeks, so.
You're still busy house building, is that right?
Oh yeah, I've spent the last 2 weeks sanding drywall, and I just started taping and mudding myself. So you know, I get up at 6:30 because I've been watching my sister's dog. So I get up at 6:30 to let the dog out. And usually I don't get done working on the house till about 7-8 o'clock at night. So it makes for a long day.
Yep. And it's all physical work. Yeah, I know. Yep. I've done a lot of the sanding and mudding myself. And the problem is I only ever do it maybe once a year. So I never get good at it. So it's every time I do it, it's frustrating. And I come out looking like I've been doused in dandruff or whatever it is. It's God knows what it's doing to my health.
Oh, I know, but, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there standing away, breathing this stuff in, thinking, huh, I wonder if this shit will give me cancer. But then I think, well, everything will give me cancer, so.
That's right, yeah. So, but it'll be worth it in the end. You'll get there in the end.
Exactly.
Do you have a projected finish date for this?
You know, I keep telling people certain dates and we keep blowing past them. I'm just hoping we get in there before snow flies. That's all I'm hoping for. You know, just get in there before the snow starts falling.
Because I think the predictions are this year that we're going to get battered, right?
Yeah, but they say that every year, don't they?
Well, they do, but I mean, last year was really mild. Really, we didn't really have much snow up here, which is strange for us. So they're saying this year we're going to pay for it. And we're going to pay for the summer we just had, which was a wonderful summer. So you can't, you got to pay the Reaper, man, right? So
I miss summer already.
Yes, me too. We're also joined by Nick, the wonderful voice you heard at the start of the podcast.
I really hate that. I do.
I can take you out if you want, but you offered to do it.
I didn't want to sound like a you're like, oh, go real Southern, and I'm like, and you picked the corniest one out of all of them.
No, you redid it. That's a redo on what you want me to.
I just sound like an idiot.
No, you don't.
I think it sounds awesome.
It sounds professional.
We are definitely not going to say to your face that you sound bad.
Never.
And then you wonder why those other two really love you more than I do, Fraser.
Oh, it sounds just fine. You did make me laugh. Your face, too, and as soon as it started, see, you gave it away. You gave me the ammunition.
Oh, I know, because every time I cringe, I can't help it. I just like, oh, I just don't. I think I sound like Kermit the Frog. Nobody else agrees, but nope. I think I sound like more like a Southern Kermit the Frog.
Oh,
and
no.
There's nothing wrong with that. So,
a Southern Kermit?
I'm sure there is. Not sure whether Kim's saying that she agrees that you do sound like a Southern Kermit the Frog there.
Kim, you might not be one of my best friends anymore. I might have to go.
We're not doing
anyway,
too. Mark, you're the only one left, Mark.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I am back. I am running the OBS this week, so apologies if it's not to the highest standard quality streaming, but it's shit on the Mac, to be honest. So there you go.
Do you have chronic OBS?
Yes.
You said something was shit on a Mac. You might want to write that down as one of those.
It's about time it's about time the OBS was the same version as the Windows version. So, just saying.
How complicated is it, Mark? Is it I mean, is it just not running very – I mean, overall running it, it's normally rich handle. I never – I've done it once, and I found it extremely complicated and confusing.
Yeah. Do you know, like, if you use a Windows version, you can put the individual camera things in boxes. I can't do that. You can't select window frames on the Mac version yet, as far as I know. So it'll do for what we need it for.
Yeah, good. Good
there
stuff.
There you go.
Anybody have any wonderful stories? I have a little story from this week.
I've got a few, yeah.
I'll start. I'll just get mine out of the way. Yeah. My car blew up on me this week, which was
the Jag.
Fun. The Jag blew up. I was driving my son to Cubs, and as I pulled into the parking lot, my coolant low light comes on every so often. It's notoriously for leaking fluids.
And you ignore it, do you?
No, I usually I top it up every so often. No, I definitely don't ignore it, but I top it up. But this time I pulled into the parking lot and I could smell the coolant and I knew that was not a good sign. So I came out and it was gushing out all over the place.
Yeah.
So, but what's funny is I got the car back and I know that the part that is this coolant reservoir, right, which sits at the top, and it's they're notorious for breaking. So I've ordered another one. And I thought the other night, I pulled it into the garage and I thought, okay, well, I can do this myself. So I'll take the coolant reservoir off. I can see Nick's eyes. And I've gone through loads of manuals and all the Jaguar forums, they say how to do it. And I'm like, I can do this, no worries. But they all said, like, when you take the bottom hose off, there's a little metal clip there. Do not let this metal clip drop down into the engine bay. Okay, can you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah,
so I grab this clip with pliers, determined that this clip is not – I'm armed with information that this clip has to stay with me at all times. And the bastard dropped, didn't it, off, even though I was holding it with pliers. So now I've gone –
Is it one of those you have to squeeze as well? They're really,
tough. There are those on there as well. It's just a tiny little minuscule clip that can't be replaced easily. So I've now got to dive into the engine and go searching for this. It's just, you know, you just go to do one job and then these other big jobs suddenly present themselves. It's
Is it a straight six yours?
No, it's a V8.
Oh, V8. So I know the straight sixes, if they get a bit too hot, they do go through head gaskets quite easy. I've done a couple of Jag straight sixes head gaskets.
Yeah, my last one was a straight six.
Yeah.
So that was nice. That was a nice car. Solid engine.
Yeah.
Until they blow up.
Yeah, they need some TLC, don't they?
Look, if you're not in for car repairs, don't own them, right? You know?
So that's
about it. Yeah. So, anyone else? Any other stories? Mark, you're back from the sausage fest that was EGX.
Yeah, I was in Birmingham last week.
Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham. It was on the wristbands. They spelt it wrong. They put Birmingham instead of Birmingham. So down there for EGX, met a load of ace cool guys down there, and also Robin.
That was your first EGX, wasn't it?
No, my third. The first one down at Birmingham. I've been to the London one twice.
Okay.
But I don't go every year. I go every two or three years. So, right. But I went down with my son this year for the first time. So, yeah, we had a great day out. To the MLGX party afterwards. That was my first time I've been to that.
That was the first part. Okay.
So, yeah. Absolute brilliant time, yeah. Not much to play there at EGX. It was a bit dull this year, but it was good.
Yeah,
it was
so
more. It was more meeting everyone and chatting and sort of like seeing everyone again. So that was the best bit about it.
Yeah, I see everybody going, and I look longingly as such a missed opportunity to catch up with a lot of people who you've got to know over the years. And
it would be
so awesome to go. It really would.
Yeah. I met a few people for the first time. I met Kyle Adams from the Entertain Nerds podcast, a long time listener of us as well. He's a great guy. I really enjoyed meeting him. Met Pilch Reed for the first time.
Reed, the new star of the community, eh?
Yeah, he's as short in real life as he is on the internet. there was Chris and Rob from Boss Wave, met them before, so they were there again. Chinny and Stu, as always, they were great guys. And Robin, I got to see Robin for more than 30 seconds this time. So we spent a whole day together and it was fantastic. So
very
it was
nice.
It was great spending the day with Robin. And his son, Josh, his son's a real nice lad. So yeah, it was good. Really enjoyed it.
Good. Well, I'm sure a lot of listeners will be pleased that they're actually getting an episode amongst all their podcasts this week that wasn't recorded in a hotel and that they haven't heard three times already before. Yeah. I've been through, I think there are about four or five different podcasts all with the same episode out, right?
Yeah, and the audio was terrible because Robin thought he had it on the 360 audio because he's got one of them Yeti mics, but he had it on directional for the front, so... Robin and Mike were sat on the little sofa in front of the table, and you can hear them clear as anything. Anyone else around the table, I had to amplify the audio and do all sorts of tweaks. It was time-consuming. Right. Yeah. But was another big thing happened last night, wasn't there, Nicole? We had the True Skill versus Overseas Connection podcast season 2 started up. We lost season 1, so we were out for blood. We were out for revenge last night.
Representing. I desperately wanted to watch it, but unfortunately we were out last night, so I couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's evidence on YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube. Brilliant.
No, not use. There's no S at that.
My wife calls it YouTube. It just makes me laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an in-joke between us.
Because yous live up north?
I don't know. Well, maybe.
Anyway, moving on. Back to the awesomeness that was last night.
That was so much fun. But a great bunch of guys. We've made friends for life with them guys. It's one of the best things we've done with this collaboration. But last night was the icing on the cake because we absolutely owned them last night for the first time. And Nicole, I've never heard such... an awesome evil laugh in my life. You've got to watch the YouTube video. She likes in the defense mode. Sorry for everyone listening. We actually played Rainbow Six Siege, and when we were defending, Nicole plays is it Kaplan, the name of a character who can set booby traps.
Either him or Thermite. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, and the laughter and happiness when. who was it? Was it Step J and Game Over?
Either him or Game Over.
Yeah, tripped this booby trap and blew to pieces, and then it happened to the second one that, like seconds after. Oh, it was so good.
I do cackle evilly. But here's the thing: the reason I laughed so hard when we were in the airplane and they're coming. I placed it in the middle of the freaking floor and couldn't figure out how to pick it back up. So I was hauling ass to go hide because I could see a shadow coming. I'm like, oh, I'm fixing to get owned. And then he steps on it and I'm just dying because that just worked out to my benefit. And I'm like, it's right there on the floor. And he just walked right over it.
Yeah.
And I love to set booby traps.
Greg and I did. Sorry.
I was just going to say, so we know you two are on the team, and Greg and Mike Chin, is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I love how evil Chin he is.
Oh, he's
in a good evil way. Yeah. Like, he's the one you want on your team for sneakiness.
He's good at gears, Nicole. He's very good at gears.
Oh, really?
He did the seriously achievement in Gears 1, got the 10,000 kills online. So, on Siege last night, Greg and I did the schoolboy era. We did the three different game modes, a hostage, the secure the area, and then the bomb one. On the bomb one, me and Greg were protecting bomb B, and they planted the diffuser on bomb A. And we were under the assumption that, well, we can let them take bomb A because they're not coming near bomb B. We didn't realise they could get either. We thought they had to get both. So, yeah.
No, and we're yelling, no, you have to go. And I'm like, no, you're the only one. No, you have to go. Yeah.
And there was me, Greg, and Chinny still alive, and there was only Peds, Viva La Pedros, on True Skill left alive, and he was tucked in a corner. And you could hear the other guy say, be a hero, Peds, be a hero. And me and Greg went through the door where the bomb was at the same time, and Peds just took us both out instantly. And then Mike Chin came sneaking around the corner, stuck his head round, saw Peds there, backed off again, and Peds just opened up his clip through the wall and killed him through the wall blind. Oh, it was so funny.
So, nice.
It was some good
times. Speaking of Peds, he's in the chat, actually, so I'm just going to jump in and give a shout-out. I can see all of us are in the chat, but Kosigan5 is in there as well. Yep, Step J's in there. Yep. Pedros is in there, and Soul Brother One. So hello and thanks very much for joining. Nothing better to do on your Saturday night. So was it a decisive victory then, was it?
Yeah, I think, was it 2-0 in the end, Nico?
We were 3.
Or was it 4? I can't remember.
I don't remember, but it was, I know we won the one in the tiebreaker, won the other one like 3-1, 3-0, 3-2, I don't know, it was 3 and something.
Yeah,
and the other one we did more like a warm up, so it didn't count.
Yeah,
nice. Well, none of them are able to.
And they were like, "Oh, we're just going to call that a one off." No, no, we won that too.
Yeah, see, none of them are able to lend voice to this podcast, so we can just say unanimously that they had the shit kicked out of them. Right?
Step said 2-0. He's right there. 2-0. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, because see, the hostage round was although there were 6 like little rounds, the whole thing was classed as one win, and then the aeroplane one was classed as a win, so, yeah, 2-0. So next up, I think we're doing Gears 3 next, aren't we, Nicole?
Yes!
Yes, look at the excitement on her face. She wants it so much.
I do, I can't wait. Yeah.
So who are the ones roll out for Gears 3? It wouldn't be me, I'm not a Gears player. Kim and Nick are both sitting there rubbing their hands.
Kim and Nick, the deadly duo there,
the thing. It was me and Kim and Jade, and then sometimes it'd be Mark. Sometimes it would be this guy named Scott. It was always whoever the fourth was. But us three could hold our own on that game. Just us three girls. And we played against
the world champions.
We played against my ex-husband and Jade's husband and a couple of other guys, and we kept telling them, you know, if you're going to do it, you have to do it this way, and they wouldn't listen. So they're out there getting themselves killed, and we made it all, like, we were doing a horde match. We made it through the wave, and it was like one of the 30s or 40s or 50s, one of the big ones, and we made it all the way through, just me and her. We're like, sorry, sucks to be you guys.
You don't like people not listening to you, do you?
I don't know, Mark. When I tell you there's a damn bomb, don't step there. I'm pretty sure that's a safe bet. You shouldn't step there. It's not that I don't like you listening. It's that I kind of need you in that alive mode. That's all.
So which Gears is it?
3. We'll be doing 3 this time.
Gears 3. Okay, good, good.
In prep,
I heard poker. You're going a little bit low in volume there, Nick. I'm not sure whether that's me or whether it's
just you.
So I think we're still undecided on the other rest of the team yet. Are we having 4 or 5 on this one? Is it 4?
I think it's only 4.
Right. Okay.
So, I have to look. I haven't done multiplayer in a very long time.
So I think we'll let
it's 5.
I think we'll let Nicole be team captain and let her choose a team because this is her game. Yeah.
This is her jam.
Call her Sarge.
Yeah. So you'd be up for the poker then, Fraser, wouldn't you?
I think I heard. Yeah, I heard that mentioned. That would be fun. That's something that I could get behind for sure.
Yeah, cool.
So, but I tell you, I miss Xbox 360 poker. If everybody could fire up their Xbox 360 and play full. Was it Full House?
Full House poker. Yeah, it's a good version.
That was my favorite. Yeah. So we'll see. So, good stuff. Yes, sounds wonderful. Okay, well, let's crack on, unless anybody else has anything else from the week. No? Okay, good. To what you've been playing. You'll all grab me if I'm running too far ahead, but I think what we've been playing is good. Mark, do you want to kick us off with that?
Obviously, we did, like we've just said, did a bit of Rainbow Six Siege last night against the Truskill guys. That was really good fun. That game is so good. Everyone sort of like dismissed it at launch, and it got some bit of a kicking in the reviews, and a lot of people overlooked it, me included. Both Greg and I decided we weren't going to get it at launch, but oh man, it's such a good game. It's so well laid out.
I don't think it took very long before people were suddenly singing its praises, though. I know what you mean. It fell a little bit flat on release, and for whatever reason that was. But I don't think it took too long before it was on people's radars.
Nah.
It's certainly on mine, and I'm kicking myself that I missed it on sale.
Oh, that sale, back. Yeah. And on the UK store, it was only £15. I think it was about $25 in the US. But yeah, 15 right. quid in the UK, that was a steal at that price. Yeah, just hope it comes on sale again for you, Fraser, because it's such a good game. And then straight after that, we did some FIFA 17. I've joined the True Skills Pro Club team and I played my first Pro Club match on FIFA 17. What are you laughing at, little missy?
You in Pro Club.
yeah, but mechanics and pro don't exactly go together.
No, I'm sorry. You know I love you, but this is what, your third time playing? First time playing? Yeah, because you played. Yeah, that was like your third time playing, wasn't it?
Not in 17. Because
you played with them.
In 16, that was FIFA 16.
It's the same freaking difference.
No, it's different.
Oh, my God.
No, it's actually different on this one because it's using the Frostbite engine and there's a different leveling up system. You get traits now, what you assign to your character, like XP, whereas before it was just challenges. Look, you asked Step J, Viva La Pedrosville, back me up.
Now, Nick sort of answered the question I was gonna pose you, which was, you know, do you have a history with FIFA? Did you play a lot in the past or not at all?
No, not a lot. I've played a bit. Obviously, with EA Access, when it comes round to getting it free, then you have to indulge, don't you? You have to download it and give it a go. So FIFA 16, I didn't play until April when it came out in the vault on EA Access.
Right.
But I felt quite lucky with 17 because a chap on our Facebook group, OC Podcast Facebook group, Mark Singh is the chap's name, and thank you very much again to him. He bought the Xbox One S bundle where you get FIFA 17 with it and the console for 250 quid. And I've seen this quite a lot on the interwebs and on eBay and everything. And people are selling the code because they're not into right. code. Yeah, there you go, friend. because they're not really into FIFA. So it makes the console cheaper for them. So sold the code to me for £30. So I got a brand new £55 game, what it cost me on the store for 30 quid. So I'm happy. He gets his console for 220 quid instead of 250. So, yeah. As they say, win-win.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's exactly what I did with my PlayStation 4. I got NHL 16 and FIFA 16.
Yeah,
And I didn't bother unwrapping them. I just sold them on straight away.
Yeah,
I would have.
Viva La Pedros last night was talking about there's a few places now selling the original PS4, the launch one. A lot of places are selling that off now, cheap to clear the stock, ready mm-hmm. for the new slim one. And Shop 2 and a few other places are doing the PS4 and FIFA 17 for £150.
I saw that. Argos was doing that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and Peds was going to get one and he was going to do exactly the same. Sell FIFA 17 for 30 quid. And he's got a PS4 for 120 quid. That is such a bargain.
Yep.
And there's not that much difference between the slim and the original. Apart from it being a bit quieter.
For that price, I don't know how you can say no.
No, I know. So. Great deal. So I think he's all about doing that. So, and finally, the big one I've been playing this week, and I've been playing it since it came out on Tuesday, is Forza Horizon 3.
I heard this game isn't very good.
Well, you heard wrong, mister. You heard wrong. This game is fantastic. It is absolutely gorgeous. It plays beautifully. It is such a good game. It's a third iteration in the Horizon franchise, with like a branching off of the main Forza game, so it's like a bit open worldy. It's set in Australia, which is a great setting. There's a few extra things in this version what you didn't see before. So you've got water, a bit like what you had in Forza 6. So you've got big splash puddles, but you've got dynamic weather in this as well, and the dynamic weather effects are absolutely fantastic. You've got wildlife in this, so you've got dingoes running around and kangaroos and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to ask you if there's some kangaroos.
yeah, we've got the classic token kangaroo bouncing around here.
Sold.
And
there.
Yeah,
I'm buying it.
And some of the vistas, some of the scenery in the vistas is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, really good. And apparently the weather, not the weather, the sky effects, they spent a lot of time in Australia filming the rolling skies over time lapse, and they've put that into the game to make it so realistic, and it does show. It looks absolutely beautiful. So, and the car handling's decent. It's not as similar as the main Forza games, which you wouldn't expect, but yeah, it handles beautifully. There's a massive variety of cars. To say it's such a huge open world, it looks fantastic. So,
good.
So no one else played this?
No. It is on my radar, yeah. And I sort of been. I honestly was sitting there thinking, I'm going to buy yeah. this, and then I suddenly had my own car expenses that were I couldn't do it this week, but it's so tempting.
Yeah, I know Robin's played a lot of it. It was supposed to be on tonight, but sadly his wife and kids are all in the process of vomiting and being sick and all the horrible things, or he's running around cleaning up after him. But yeah, he's played a lot of this as well this week. And there's loads of people on my friends list playing it. Fantastic game.
It's on my to-do list when I have enough money to do it.
Right? Another feeling.
So probably about this time next year when it's half price.
Yeah, I think we'll probably all be the same. We'll see you then.
Yeah, I'm so broke, it's not even funny. So the last thing I'm going to do is go buy another racing game.
Yeah.
I can't even play Forza correctly.
So that's about it for me this week.
Okay, sounds good. That's the big one, though, Forza. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people touting it as possible game of the year.
It's on the list.
Got to be up there.
For reviewing in December.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Okay. I'm going to try and squeeze Kim in here with what you've been playing here. I don't know if we've got enough room.
I don't know if we've got enough time.
The massive list here that Kim has given us on what she's been playing this week. Kim, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. There's a little game called it's a simulator game. It's called Drywall Sander. I've been playing a lot of that for the last couple of weeks, you know, hours upon hours, you know. And seriously, it is the game of the year. Yes, I would agree. I even have a little drywall sanding wound. Not that you can really see it, but it's there. So anyway, seriously, my little nephew, he's been gone for about a week. He went to Oklahoma to visit his other grandparents. And the first thing he did when he called me back last night was, he says, Aunt Kim, he says, I'm going to come up. And I said, we're going to fight bad guys. Okay, so that's his code for playing Xbox. So he came up today and we played Witcher 3. So that's the only thing I've managed to play in the last 2 weeks was a little bit of Witcher 3 today. So we got started on the Bloody Baron storyline. So I've just now, if you've played The Witcher 3, you know what I'm talking about. I just got done rescuing Princess the Goat.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Off of that crazy old guy. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Is that when you need to ring a bell?
That's
ring
right.
the bell. Yeah. Yeah.
So are you doing all this again then, Kim? This is your second time round or something? Or?
No, this is my first one.
No, she's got 400 hours in it, and she's only just got to this bit, Fraser. This is how dedicated she is to this game.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, right. So
not quite 400. It's, I'm sure it's up there. It's okay. Not quite Dragon
sorry,
Age.
395 then.
It's not quite Dragon Age hours yet, but, you know, we're putting some in there, as we go along.
Okay, so explain to me how has that happened, because I don't feel like I've put a lot of hours into this game, but I hit that quest pretty quick. I felt like I did anyway. Is it just, were you just wandering around and doing
pretty
stuff
much.
All the time?
I wander around. Like, I started out, of course, in White Orchard, and eventually I ended up in Velen, and I try to hit all the little checkpoints, the little question marks and all that stuff along the way. And then I ended up in Novigrad because I got a pass, and of course you got to go all around there in Novigrad and find all the stuff there. So yeah, it's pretty much just finding everything, every little nook and cranny on the map
I guess weird that's that just way. It is testament to how that game is so clever and laid out because, I got to the Bloody Baron quest and started that. And I've only done what I would guess would be the first part of it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized how much – then I really started to understand. I'd had enough time in it by that point that I understood more of the mechanics and how the game was set out.
Yep.
And
the world
set out and what you could find. And then I realized how much I'd missed in White Orchard. So I went back to White Orchard. Now I've probably put in another 10 hours or whatever, just tied, mopping up, as it were. Right. So yeah, it's good.
It really is. Yeah. Like I said, I haven't approached Dragon Age hours in it yet, but I'm sure I will at the rate I'm going. So, yeah, it's my kind of game. So, I dig it.
Good. Yeah. Well, there always seems to be somebody playing it at some point, and so I'm going to get back onto that as soon as I can. I'm just having a little bit of a break for now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
So how do you when you play it with he's your nephew, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get past some of the racier or...
I haven't actually hit him on those yet. So, you know, we're staying away from those. I did find a brothel and we ventured on in there, but we didn't do anything. I went to see what she had to sell because she sells things. And I laughed because there was a banana.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I've heard of some things they sell in brothels. So.
So I left there without partaking of anything else because he's three. I don't think he needs to see that yet. Yeah. You know, I'm fine with him watching me slice and dice a dude's head off or whatever. But you know, we're not gonna go and do that. I'll wait till he's gone.
As soon as Geralt suggests the stuffed unicorn to Yennefer, that's time to ask him to leave the room.
Yeah, go see what your papa Jim is doing, will you, Tony? Because you know, you don't need to see this, really. So he's quite happy to watch me run around the countryside with Roach. So. I kind of stick to that. He likes yelling at Roach, making sure Roach is okay. So he's all worried about the horse. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Fair enough. Nick, I don't have a list from you in front of me.
Because I didn't play anything. Oh. I played Rainbow Six. No, seriously, you know what? I had sixth graders all week. The week before fall break, they were just... insane. So I would come home and just stare numbly at the TV for a while.
With a glass of wine.
I understand that. That was me after sanding, you know.
I was just like, oh my God, I think my brain's going to explode. So no, nothing. A little bit of Minecraft, you know, same crap. I will tell you, though, that they're coming out with a new... oh God, my brain just totally fried. It's China. You know how they did Greece and what is that called?
Assassin's Creed?
No. China for Minecraft this time.
Oh.
So they had Greece for Minecraft and you can go into an old Grecian world and walk around there with your little Minecraft character. Now they're going to be bringing out China. And I do believe that's this month that you can get it. I'd have to look and be sure. But
on Xbox?
Just for Minecraft in general, so it'll probably be Xbox, PC, PS4, wherever. It's
everything except Wii U.
It's a mashup pack. Right. That's the word I was looking for. So it'll be something that you can buy for like $1.99 and just go into that world, just like you could with Grease and go buy that.
You're giving me the heads up that I'm going to be buying that in probably the next couple of weeks for my kids. Yeah,
yes, for your kids, because my kids are like, they're already asking, can we? I was like, yeah, because that I can afford.
And it
will, you know, that'll suck another couple hundred hours of time away,
you know. Minecraft is the gift that keeps on giving, because you know, I bought Minecraft for $20 on the 360 and ended up putting in 200 to 300 hours at least.
Yeah.
And then I spent another $5 on Minecraft to upgrade it to the Xbox One version. My kids play it all the time. And the only thing, you know, the only DLC I've ever been hit with is, you know, the $1.99 here or the $1 here. I mean, it's quite amazing. Yeah.
Now, and the worlds that they've developed, if you go to YouTube and Google it, or because I saw it on Twitter. Minecraft had tweeted it on Twitter, but they have a little video. It actually has dragons and quite a few other things that are very. I think there's cherry trees in there, which Sakura is Japanese, not Chinese. But I'm not really picky because I really like I really like cherry trees. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the bright colors because it looks beautiful. So that's a mashup pack my kids will definitely be getting. And like I said, that's another couple hundred hours that they'll be spending creating something.
Nice.
So between that and Rainbow Six, not much in that's my not world. Bad.
That's all right, Nick. And may I be the first to say, arigato.
So I touched my face.
So, okay, good. I've been playing a, you know what? I've got some things in here. I've got the big one is Doom that I finished this week. I finished it. Not only did I finish it, I platinumed it. I did everything possible in it. So including finishing the first level on Ultra Nightmare mode, which is just enough to send someone to tears. How on earth that can even be an option for finishing the whole game is insane. Because as soon as you die, that's it. It's over. Yeah. So
I presume there's no multiplayer achievements then.
Yeah, there are. You had you had to get up to level 5 in multiplayer and win a multiplayer match. So I did all that. And I had to sit through all the snap map tutorials just to grab a couple. But I was so close and could see that I could platinum it that I just thought I would. So,
nice. Well done.
So that to me is standing right there at the top of the best games of the year so far for me.
I've heard a few people say that it became a bit repetitive at the end and they got a bit bored of it. Did you find that or did you enjoy it?
It absolutely is repetitive. Yeah. You know, there's no doubt about it because you really is it's rinse and repeat shooting demon monsters. But the thing is, the way through I was absolutely focused on upgrading every weapon. So most of the time when I was fighting, I wasn't fighting just to get through the level. I was fighting with a particular gun and a particular modification to get the numbers up. So I maxed out everything. I maxed out all the stuff. I got all the special kills. I found all the secrets. I did everything. As far as I know, everything that's in that game to do, I did. So for me, no. You know, the OCD sort of thing took over and I wanted to get it done. So I think if you're not into that sort of thing or don't get that's your hooks it doesn't get that those hooks into you, you're gonna get a little bit it's just more kill go through a door and then now there's more guys to kill, but you know, I didn't lose interest in it all the way through, so that was fantastic. But finally it's done. I also was listening to a podcast called the Player One Podcast. It's one of my go-tos, and interestingly, one of the guys on there had started playing, I've forgotten now, what's the game, iOS game, beautifully done, little puzzles where you swipe to move the things around. Oh my God, I forgot what it is. Someone in the chat's going to have to find
Monument Valley?
Monument Valley, thank you, Mark.
It's just I only just finished that the other week. I played that, it's really good.
Yeah, it's a wonderful game.
I don't often play games on my phone, but I had a quiet day at work and I played that and I played through it all. I loved it.
Yeah, well, I'm not one for gaming on my iPad or on my phone. But, you know, if somebody says this, you know, when you get a recommendation, sometimes your ears prick up and you think, I should really go check it out. Maybe I shouldn't miss that. And the guy on the podcast said, he said he'd played Monument Valley. And another guy on the podcast said, oh, yeah, Monument Valley, the second best game on the iOS.
Right.
And sort of everybody stopped and they're like, well, what do you mean? What's the best one? He goes, well, Lara Croft Go, obviously.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, okay, right. Well, maybe I should go. I played Hitman Go and I didn't really think that much of it. Oh, it was okay. But I got Lara Croft Go and it was like $1.50. So if you have an iOS and you would want to give it a go, it's dirt cheap on the store. And is it as good as Monument Valley? I don't think so, but it looks brilliant and it's got all the Tomb Raider little sounds and, you know, it's Lara Croft and you're swiping to get her to go from one end of a world or a section of a world to the other. So, you know, she needs to move left, you swipe left anywhere on the screen. She needs to climb up or down, you swipe up or down, you know, and tap to pick stuff up. And it's really just a question of they're puzzles. It's not action. So, you know, you're trying to think a few moves ahead on how to get past certain bad guys, how to attack them from the sides. You can't attack them head on, otherwise they attack you. It's a very neat, well affordable puzzle game, and I highly recommend anyone goes check that out if they have a gap in there on their iOS right now.
I'm constantly deleting stuff so I have room because I have 6,800 pictures on my phone.
Six, yeah. I sound like my wife. You were cleared down the phone the other day. Just dumped it all onto the PC.
I need to.
Yeah, it adds up. So
I have kids. They play soccer. You know, like at school, I'm taking pictures all the time. So, and then I had the puppy.
Well, she's got to say, it's so easy to snap. So why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. I think I'm sure lots of us are the same. So I also have been playing Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens again. Oh, I tell you what, I forgot to put this in. Yeah, okay, right. This is a testament to how good this game is, right? I got ReCore from the library.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah? You forgot.
And I forgot to put it in my list, so there you go. Yeah, so let's – you know what I'm going to do?
That doesn't sound good.
Oh, it's not good, is it? Because I got ReCore out, and I also picked up Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens.
I need to go. That's a good idea. I can
recommend. ReCore. Okay. Let's put ReCore in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll respell it in a minute when my caps lock off. ReCore. Yeah. Where to start with this game? I'm not too sure. It's really – the jury is a little bit out on it. It's not a full-price title, and that is definitely, I think, fair. So it gets a nice pass, you know. Like, it's a nice pass already. It's like they're not gouging you. It's $40 on the store here. Which is, so, you know, I would say it's a $40 title. Yeah. You basically start out and you're this girl who's on this sort of wasteland. It's very much, you know what I felt like I was playing? Rey from the Star Wars The Force Awakens, the game. You know, it's this girl in this sort of highly sort of deserted sort of desert type settings with caves and stuff, but also this sort of really high tech, you know, stuff around her and the ability to manipulate things. And it's pretty neat. I mean, it's pretty good. It reminds me a lot of Enslaved Odyssey to the West in that it sort of seems to know what it wants to be, but it's just a little bit janky around the edges. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The problem is, and something like Enslaved had the story chops behind it that made that game so awesome.
Yeah, whereas ReCore, the voice acting was good in Enslaved as well.
It was high production. The execution wasn't fantastic, but it got away with it because you could see that, you know, behind it was high production value. ReCore doesn't seem to be that. I think it knows what it wants to be. It just seems somewhere along the line they ran out of money or something, because just nothing seems to work just the way you want it to. So, you know, you have all you're jumping around with this girl and you are double jumping or dashing or, you know, and fighting these things and pulling orbs out of them. And all these mechanics are very sort of swish, and it throws you in at the deep end, I thought, pretty much at the start, which was fine. I had no problems with that. But it just doesn't work the way I want it to work. You know, it just doesn't seem smooth, and that just doesn't sit well with me. I don't know why. You know, like, she's wrapped in this shroud, being in the desert or whatever, and then like once you finish the first level, she takes the shroud off and she just does looks like just some weirdo. I mean, it just they didn't finish it. Put the shroud back on now. It's sort of like, oh no, you didn't do, you know, the characters don't look that great and the jumping isn't that wonderful. It just, I don't know. I think $40 is fine. If you want a new game and you want to spend it, I hear a lot of people raving about the dungeons are very Zelda-like. I haven't got that far into them to really check it out. Mm. But I've also heard some people grumbling and mumbling about the game towards the end and what a grind fest it is. So, the jury's really out. And anyway, and the damning thing is I got out Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens at the same time, and ReCore was popped out after a couple of hours, and I've been just hammering away at Lego, which I'm thoroughly enjoying. So, yeah. And that game's not all that either. That's got glitches galore and stuff.
Is it? All right. I love the Lego Star Wars games on the 360. All of them. I've played all of them, and I think I've got full amount of achievements in every single one of them. So is it as good as the originals?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's definitely, because, you know, they all the way through the series, they've had some that haven't quite hit the mark. I still have no qualms in saying that the best one they've made so far is Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Yeah.
I think that is absolutely the best one.
I didn't play that one. I played the Batman ones, and the Pirates of the Caribbean absolutely was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because even the little Lego did that whole little thing that Captain Jack Sparrow does.
Yeah, cracking up the whole time.
Because I'm like, they pick these little nuances, and every single one of those Lego characters has them.
And I love the original Lego games where they didn't actually have a voice, they just had like sound effects. And I thought that was so cute and endearing, and it gave it its own little unique character. But on the latest ones, they actually use sound clips from the movies, don't they? The voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hasn't worked out too well. They did that with Jurassic World, and it was awful. The levels were all wrong. You know, the sound recordings from the original movie were just not good. So, you know, it just sounded dreadful. The sort of the character would go to speak, and it just sounded suddenly you could hear hissing as he opened his mouth as it was a bad recording. Lego, Star Wars sort of pulls it off a little bit better. Some of the levels were a little bit bad, but it definitely works much better. Yeah, it's not a bad game at all. There's tons to do, tons. I have sunk hours and hours and hours into this thing trying to finish it off and do what you do, Mark, and a lot of people. I've got a very good track record of finishing the Lego games to 100%, so I'm nearly there. It's good. Yeah, it has its moments, very funny. A couple little glitches here and there with things not popping or being where you think they are. But in terms of the amount of content and I'm co-oping most of it with my son. We're having a laugh doing that. Yeah, so it's really good.
So for those, I presume you've seen the movie.
Yes.
For those who haven't seen the movie, would this game spoil the movie? I presume it would. Would you recommend watching the movie first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For the sake of an hour and a half, you would definitely want to watch the movie. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you haven't,
In general, you would anyway, just because you don't get those jokes.
Yeah, true, yeah.
If you don't watch the movie, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on in there that Lego just consistently picks up. Yeah, like I said, they get all those little nuances. And in order to find the game as compelling, or not even compelling, just interesting and fun, and you have to get all those little bitty bits to it. So you'd have to watch the movie first.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Nick. Yeah, absolutely, for sure. There was one point in it today where somebody's firing, I think Han Solo is sitting there chatting away to somebody, or the Lego Han Solo, and sort of these bolts of lasers are firing past him. You can see he just nods his head, and he doesn't even look, and he just shoots back over his shoulder to take out this one guy as if they're just an inconvenience. You know, that sort of classic Han Solo worked really well. So, it's really, really good. So I'm enjoying that. I'm going to slip in a couple more here because, from my sins.
Lube.
pumpkin spice lube.
But that burns. Anyway.
My Night Job on the PlayStation 4. It's a game called My Night Job on the PlayStation 4. And I wanted to just mention this because the developer sent me anyone who hasn't noticed, we haven't done a Game Punchers for a while. So I'm starting to feel really guilty because it's. Yeah, I know. I'm trying. Guys, I don't know. Guys, have a word with them for me, Mark. The developer sent me a code for My Night Job. So I said, I've got to just do him a little bit of justice and just mention this. This is a game on the PlayStation 4. I think it's on Steam as well, but I got the PS4 code. It's an indie game made by one guy, basically 2D side-scroller and side-scroller in that you're being dropped off in what's effectively a massive mansion with different floors, and you can work your way up and down the floors. There's elevators and stairs, and you basically are dropped in at the start of this, and you have to rescue all the people in there who are being attacked by zombies. There's tons of zombies to kill, and pretty much anything you can see in there you can pick up and use as a weapon. The trick to it is somehow managing to get to all the people and kill the zombies and do it in such a way and in such a route and with conserving your health and whatnot to survive and get everyone out. It's not easy by any means. And I think the thing is, it's more a throwback. This is a game that people like Chris MJW need to check out. To me, this is more a throwback to a retro game. You know, it's almost more like an arcade game, the way it sort of plays out. So I'm not going to say too much about it. It really wasn't my cup of tea, but I'm not going to sort of rubbish it and say it's bad because I think it would really appeal to certain people who may like retro games. So check that one out. That's called My Night Job. And also here, I also got from the developers Overcooked, which I believe was at EGX.
I've heard a lot of people play this.
Yeah, so
because I've heard a lot of people criticize that it's only got local multiplayer, not online multiplayer. They said that if it had online multiplayer, it'd make this game a lot better.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is. It is probably a bit of a shame, but I don't think I would say that that's a reason not to play it. I think, you know, if because I've sat and played this with my kids. So the premise behind Overcooked is this, is basically you're looking down at what is effectively a kitchen. You know, there's counters around the side, maybe one counter running in the middle, and you are, you know, this top-down view of your little chef. Very cute. The art style is really nice. So I played this with my kids. I started off with my son. So I'm in the kitchen. He's in the kitchen. It's a very simple premise to the kitchen being run in that there's an order will pop up on the top of the screen. And it will say something like tomato soup. And underneath it will have three tomatoes. So that means you need three tomatoes to make tomato soup. So one person has to go to the tomato bin and get a tomato out. They put it onto the counter or take it to the chopping board. Then you have to chop it. Then you have to take the chopped bits and put them into the pot. And you have to do that three times because you need three tomatoes to make tomato soup. And, of course, then the pot is cooking the tomato soup. In the meantime, of course, bing, another order comes up for onion soup. So you go off and now you need three onions and they have to be chopped. And now you're putting the onions in at the same time the tomato soup's getting ready. So someone better be on getting that soup off the boil. So they take the soup off the boil, right? Somebody else is now pouring the soup onto a plate. Someone has to take the plate and serve it, you know, and then it goes off and the customer is happy. In the meantime, the onion soup's getting ready, but also now there's somebody else wants more tomato soup. So you can see what's happening.
It's like
now.
Micromanagement type thing. Yeah.
It's a micromanagement real time. The kitchen is going and it's go time. And so what's funny about it is that, you know, you're the two or three or four of you are sitting there playing this and it's like you start working the kitchen, you know, and that's what makes this such a wonderful game to play on the sofa with people is that you are now, I'd like to say, working with the people in the room. But let's face it, you're shouting at the people in the room and telling them to get the bloody plates clean or, you know, where's my onions? Get the onions. You're the closest to the onions. So we played a bit of that and, you know, it's fun. It's fun. I mean, you can hear that, you know, I think I'm smiling in my voice. It really was quite a joy to play.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people praise it.
Yeah, it's a really nice style. It's a very clever. It seems to work very well. And it's funny, right? It really is just funny when things are good. I mean, it's funny when it starts to go south, you know, when you really can't keep up.
Fire then if you forget about it?
This is the funny thing, yeah. It's that, like, if you forget your soup, it will catch fire, and then you have to go grab the fire extinguisher and somebody has to put it out. Yeah. But I finished playing it, and I went upstairs, and that was the funny thing was I left my kids playing it. I came downstairs, and I look on the screen, and their whole kitchen is engulfed in flames. So they weren't having as much of a time with it, but they were still laughing about it. I mean, they're having a right old hoot. So that's Overcooked. If you have someone to play it with, if you're on your own and you're a loner, it's not really going to be much good. But if you have somebody you can co-op and play that with, then I'm going to give that will be my two thumbs up game of the week will be Overcooked. So, yeah. So that's me. All done. All right. Shall I continue then?
You're hosting, yeah.
No one wants to take over?
Yeah. Nope, okay. Keep talking.
So that's what we've been playing, and we did have some news. Do we have a news jingle? Does this podcast have a news jingle?
No,
I can't remember.
I never got around to making one. I've been told to make one, but...
Have you?
Yeah.
Somebody want to sing a news jingle?
News.
No.
Nick, go.
There's news. We're good.
There you go. There's your sound bite when you do the...
there's news. We're good. Yeah. That'll be the news jingle.
Well, I'm going to keep going then because I put in the news, so it's probably best for me just to read these out and we can comment however we like. Twitch is now a part of Amazon Prime. I don't know how significant this is for people, but basically if you're an Amazon Prime member now, you get certain advantages with your Twitch subscription.
I didn't know that. I'm a Prime member. Is that US only or is it?
It's definitely Canada. So I went to check it out today and it offered me Canada for $70, I think it was, or $80 plus tax. That's how they get you.
Yeah, right.
So what advantages do you get in Twitch? And do you get the turbo mode or something? Or?
Well, I'm not.
He's going to tell you right here.
Yeah, I know. What's he like?
Sorry.
Holy moly.
I'm getting excited.
He needs to buy. Look, he's waving his notes. I need to buy this. they said they get there's free in-game loot every month, plus surprises. So whether those might be I think they mentioned Hearthstone and Smite as examples of things that they might drop, you know, maybe free card packs or something like that. So who knows? But, you know, they have some freebies there. Twitch would be no adverts. You'd get ad-free viewing. And they're also offering a free channel subscription every 30 days. So, you know, that's something to take into account if you watch a lot of Twitch. Mm-hmm. They also said they can there's stuff in there to support your favorite streamer, get exclusive emotes, chat colors, and you're able to get this mark, crown yourself with the chat badge of royalty, whatever that is. So, and then that's all tied in with standard Prime features. So if you know if you don't have Prime, then now you're getting discounts on new games, which I think is now 20%. Which to me, going through all the fluff there of what you get, that 20% off new games is pretty significant because from what I understand, Best Buy in North America have been running that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether it's just the States, but that's pretty significant. That's a pretty nice chunk of change if you're somebody who regularly buys new games because they ain't cheap.
No, I just wish it applied to the digital codes too, because it doesn't. It just applies to the physical games. So if you're, you know, if you're like me and you're doing mostly digital, that kind of sucks. So
why? Yeah, it does. My opinion on that, and I have an opinion on that, is it sucks. Yeah, believe it, I do. It sucks. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for us to give a break to retailers who are handling physical items. I know a lot of us remain mystified as to why digital is so expensive compared to hard copies.
Mm-hmm. Especially when there's less stuff. It's a code on a piece of paper.
I know. Yep. And the danger is just that wiping out of retail, you know, that the wiping out of retail's ability to serve the video game industry, and any sort of backlash. I mean, these are conversations we had. God, me and I think Greg and I used to get into it big time about a year or so ago. These conversations on bricks and mortar. So it's a shame he's not here. Where is he anyway? Did we mention that where he is?
It's birthday weekend, isn't it?
Is he out for another dirty weekend?
Yeah, it's his birthday this time.
Let's
get a lot of action this year.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice bit of action, the old Greggle action.
Yeah.
Glad somebody's getting it, that's all I'm saying.
I know, right? He's getting enough for all of us.
All of us, yeah. Oh, well, soon be Christmas.
One can only hope, that's all I'm saying.
It's in my diary, Christmas Day.
I remain speechless. I just took my wife up a cup of tea and a pumpkin spice muffin. I'm all right.
Yeah, you're set for tonight, man. Yeah.
I'm set. You know what I mean? Yes, okay. So anyway, yeah, and then with Amazon also you get your free 2-day shipping. Whoopee, well done. Okay, here's one for the girls. Gears of War 4 copies that have been purchased from illegitimate sources have had their licenses revoked. So word on the street is that a number of Windows 10 keys for Gears 4 have been dumped dumped around through NVIDIA promotions. And NVIDIA announced that, as this is the quote from NVIDIA, "We detected some gears for Windows keys were obtained illegitimately via our promotion. We have gone ahead and revoked those keys that fell in the bucket. If you believe your key was incorrectly revoked, we highly recommend you contact NVIDIA support with proof of purchase to help out with this." So, there's one thing. People stopping the bad work going on. I guess.
Just to sidetrack you a little bit, I have now just linked.
You're still thinking about Christmas, aren't you?
I forgot my mind. I've just linked my Twitch account to my Amazon Prime, and now I've got Twitch Prime. So
nice.
Thanks for the heads up with that.
Yeah, no problem. Well, that's good. So then we know it works for the UK. So that's good. Tested in real time. We like that. So good. Yeah. Do you get your money's worth out of Amazon Prime, Mark?
Yeah, because I get a lot from Amazon.
Right?
Yeah, and the main thing, I've kept it. I wasn't going to renew it this year, but I've kept it because of the Grand Tour, what's supposed to be coming later this month. So, the new Top Gear, Hammond, Clarkson in May. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's your bag, right? Okay. Yeah.
See, I use it here all the time because I've got family in Maryland, family in California, family in Utah, family in Wisconsin and Michigan. And I'm like, it's cheaper for me to buy something there and send it directly to them or get them a gift card and go, here you go, buy your own crap and have it sent to your house.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. I just don't use that. I use Amazon quite a bit, just not enough to I just can't justify it. Not yet. If I used it double the amount, it would probably be worth it.
Well, in the UK, because obviously we're a lot smaller than the US, we get next day delivery with Prime. So it comes in really handy.
Yeah, so. I'm in the megalopolis here. You know, we're I can get same day delivery for Amazon.
Yeah, some areas can get same day, but not there's certain places. Is it called Prime Now or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where you can get same day. Yeah,
I'm just happy I get it in 2 days.
Richard Webster, where he lives, is one near him. It depends whether the warehouse depots are.
Yeah, we're not far from one here, so that's pretty good. So, another piece of news, Mafia 3 will not have review copies posted out, so read into that what you will.
Yeah. Just on a side note, down at EGX, there was no playable demo of this. To say this game comes out, in a matter of a week, is it? Two weeks? This game was not playable at the show. They had a little cinematic demo for you to watch, but you could not play it, which was a bit worrying. And considering how good Mafia 2 was, I hope they don't fuck this one up.
So is that the 2K stand?
Yes.
So 2K had a stand.
Well, it was more like they made it into like an old 1960s movie theatre where you go in and sat down, you got a bag of Mafia 3 popcorn, and you sat and watched this intro movie. So.
And no game.
No game.
That's not good.
No, it isn't.
I don't think that's good.
No, I'm going to have to read this. There are going to be no reviews before launch. That doesn't bode well.
This was from Polygon, and this was what they said. Polygon was informed via a phone call from a 2K rep that 2K Games decided not to make the game available to press from any outlet prior to its release. Polygon said, of course, it's 2K's decision to make. But it's a bit of a departure from their previous track record with non-sports titles, and it's against general industry practice. Although they did fairly say that some games like Destiny and most recently Doom didn't pre-release press copies either, and we all know how great Doom is. So fingers crossed, it might not be so bad as it looks, but it sounds a little bit dodgy, especially when it is backed up with what Mark said about not showing at the show. So, very odd. And then the last piece of news I put in here, which is good because we generally tend to be the Xbox One fanboy podcast here. The Slim release for the Xbox One has seen their hardware sales rocket 1,000%.
How do you do 1,000? I thought 100 was the maximum. I'm just curious.
Yeah, but if you normally sell 100 and you sell 1,000, that's an increase of 1,000%.
So they sold 1,000. No.
Well, I don't know. Did they give me any numbers? They didn't give any numbers. No, they just – this was from the UK. And I've got a couple of opinions on this. The Xbox – this is what from the news article has. The Xbox stormed the UK console market. The release of the 500 gig model and the 1 terabyte saw Xbox One sales rise 989% week on week. The Xbox One had a 71% share of the hardware market for the week ending September 24th. So that is not bad going from Xbox point of view. There's two things that I sort of took from this. One, it's great for Microsoft. And I think that white console is appealing. I went into I was in a Best Buy today, and I don't need one. I already have an Xbox One. Actually, I have another one as well downstairs, so I don't need a third. I would like one. I'm looking at it longingly, thinking I would like a smaller one, and white looks pretty cool. Of course, you know, I had a white Xbox 360 all the way through, but I don't need it. But it still looks pretty cool, and the price point is good. It's still cheaper than – I mean, we've talked about the PlayStation 4 price drops that you guys have seen in the UK, but – I went into Best Buy, and there's no way the Xbox One is more expensive than the PlayStation. There's no price breaks for the PlayStation up here. And we pretty much mirror the United States most of the time in terms of price points. So, but then again, the other thing I was also thinking was there's a lot more people out there who don't have an Xbox. So how much do we then read into – I mean, the sales are good. Sales numbers don't lie. If they're selling that many and sales are great, that's what the news is. But, of course, is it just people finally catching up and buying that second console they want? Who knows? Somebody maybe. So any opinions, or shall we move on?
It'll be interesting to see how the Pro does in November. But I don't think it's going to do anywhere near as well as what I think it'll do. But yeah, that Xbox One S does look mighty nice. It does look good. And if I didn't have a One, then I'd have probably definitely gone for that. But like you say, I've already got an Xbox One, and I don't have a 4K TV, so there's no point in me getting one of them.
No. Same here.
No, you're not missing out.
No.
You're not massively missing out. I mean... And even if I had the disposable income, I don't think I'd want to go out and just usurp one of my consoles just because it's white and a little bit small.
Yeah.
That would be stupid.
Yeah.
But if I didn't have one, I mean, you know, if I only had the PlayStation 4, I'd be severely tempted, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So. Good.
Okay, you can get the Prime and Twitch in the US also.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that for a second.
I know, but I had to go do it real quick.
Oh, I've just noticed in the chat as well, I've got a little crown. But I've got that crown symbol.
There you go, yeah. Is it the what did they call it?
The crown of royalty.
Yeah, there it is.
So nice. You'll have to start calling me Sire Mechanics now or something, yeah.
I'm not calling you shit.
No.
Sorry. There will be no sire in front of that.
Okay.
Right, boss. Oh, look at that. Batch is in there too. Batch has got the...
He's got it as well,
He's got it too. It's old hat now. Everyone's got it. Now you're just following the crowd.
Commoners mug now. Anymore. So we've got a couple of speak pipes, Fraser.
Oh, nice.
And I've not had a chance to preview these neither, so I've no idea what these are.
Excited.
I know what one of them is. Yeah. I know what one is.
Are we ready for these?
Okay. Already, yep. So, on your mark, Mark.
On your marks, get set, Mark. Oh, sounds a bit
good evening, bubbly. Folks. So, I was listening to the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I was quite surprised when I heard the way Greg pronounced my last name. My first thoughts were, was being a mother. That wasn't nice. So, Mr. D. Lassie, see, I called you a girl and an ass in the same bit. It's pronounced old, as in old, as in aw. You need to learn how to pronounce names, pal. Anyway, have a great show. Hope the girls haven't got too excited over here in my lovely Scottish accent. And you guys have a good time. And yes, if you can hear traffic in the background, it is because I am in the pub, because I am a stereotypical Scot. Bye.
Shame his audio was a bit choppy there, but yeah.
A little bit choppy. Yeah, is that Womble?
Yeah.
Yes, that's Womble. Yes. Yeah,
okay.
That's Nick.
As Greg called it, was what did Greg say? Nick Owled.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, Nick, that's not how you say it. Because the song you sing every New Year's,
yeah,
Old Lang Syne. Yes, that's actually
the same spelling. Name. Yeah, it's the same spelling.
Yes,
yeah.
Because it's the same word. Because it's actually a Scottish origination.
Yeah,
look.
Y'all gotta learn your history. Look.
He's
but yeah, so okay. He apologized. He sent me a tweet.
I've enjoyed immensely the tweets or the chat we had going back and forth to watch Greg's absolute inability to fathom that Robin Wright is not from Ireland. You know, he's from Northern Ireland. And just how many times we had to tell him before the penny finally dropped in Northern Ireland. I think we were blatantly telling him it's a different country before it finally dropped with him. Because I think there was one point I was in hysterics when he was going, well, it's just like us. We have a separate country, a separate flag for our state. It's like, no. It's not a separate state, Greg. It's a separate completely separate country.
Yeah, we could not get him to get that. Poor boy. It's the blonde in there.
I don't know. He's just too American. He's letting you guys down. Or is he? I mean, maybe I don't know. So,
he's a plant.
He is. So that's good. Yeah, so do we have... Oh, we have two speak pipes.
Yeah, I've got one more, yeah. So here we go with the second one.
Hey guys, it's Jason. I was thinking back to the day when I was in the arcades a lot. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. And I want to know if you guys have any favorites from back in the day or any recently that you've played. My favorite of all time is Akari Warriors because I got down on the co-op with my brothers. And I did like Ms. Pac-Man a lot, Defender, Asteroids, Gauntlet, that was one of my favorites. There's a lot, actually. And we played a lot of pinball machines back then, but I just want to know your opinions, your thoughts. What are your favorites? Also, hey, I tried to get with Father Pilch to get some confessions from EGX. He wasn't hearing it on his recent show with Stu Fowler. I got no confessions at all. So hopefully you guys can squeeze some out of Bongo. Let us know what's going on, guys.
I'm not squeezing anything out of Bongo.
No, what happens at EGX stays at EGX. That's all we'll say. But I did come away with a funny rash.
Considering that it was all blokes, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to know what happened at EGX. You can keep it to yourself.
Yeah, so, great. Great question as well, Jason. So, any of you guys got a favorite arcade game? Or
Galactica was good. Yeah. Was Galactica?
Yeah. Galaga,
thank you. Oh my God. I'm like, I could totally see the game, but can't remember the freaking name of it. How bad is that?
I grew up on Space Invaders and Pac-Man. And also Missile Command, where you had that ball to do the thing. Later on in my late teens, I used to love the Star Wars, the vector graphic Star Wars game. I used to sit in it in the cabinet and used to go down the trench run to do the Death Star.
I remember my brother playing that. He was I loved super that. Little.
And there was another game called Spy Hunter I used to love. You used to, there'd be like an articulated truck and you'd come out the back of it and then there'd be all these bad guys and you'd be going up a scrolling road all the time. I used to love Spy Hunter. I loved the music for Spy Hunter.
Dun, 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 dun.
Is it bad, though, that I didn't like Mrs. Pac-Man, but I really loved regular Pac-Man?
Not at all.
No.
Because as soon as Mrs. Pac-Man came out, I hated it. I'm like, why?
They just like milking the franchise, didn't they?
Yeah, and I didn't like it. I really didn't. I loved regular Pac-Man, though. Could have played the crap out of that game. And Frogger.
Yeah.
I could still play pinball.
I have a jammer system upstairs ready to go. Not ready to go, but I was gifted a it's called a jammer. It's basically the brains of an arcade machine, so it's got the 300 games on it. I'm just trying getting ready to find myself for the opportunity to build my arcade cabinet finally, which I've always said I would do. Yeah, I could devote a show. All those games, every one of those games that you guys have mentioned, I remember playing with fondly in the arcades. I remember going to the roller derbies when I was a kid and playing at the roller discos or at Chuck E. Cheese's or wherever I could. I was so
in a row because quarter stack.
But growing up, you know, I played a lot of pinball. Every time we went anywhere on holiday, it was if they had an arcade machine, that arcade machine was getting played a lot while I was on holiday. I mean, we all have those sorts of stories back from the when we were kids. It's I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin to pick out an old game. There's all the mentioned I love. So good question. Base a show on that question. So there. Everyone else still with us?
Yeah, you went mega Skype there.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Really bad.
Roboto.
I'm like, okay.
Just gonna Kim? Nod. Yes.
Any games?
Pinball.
To the question.
I was the lone dork that went over in the corner and played in the pinball while everybody else was off playing the. I don't know what was it. There was LA. I think it was LA Rush. It was a car game that had a little driver's seat with the steering wheel, and I don't know. We had some other games, but yeah, I was usually I would show up and that would be where I would head. I would be at the pinball machine and I could be there for hours.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Good stuff. Okay. So that's the speak pipes. Nice to have a couple of speak pipes. We have some emails. Anybody want to take over the reading of the emails? Don't all put your hands up at once.
I'm sure Nicole volunteered for this.
I'll read. I'll read this one. Is there two or one?
Just one.
It's just one. Okay, so from Simon Kempster. Hi, all. Coz again, and some more random thoughts for the team to chew over. Firstly, mobile gaming. So the screen on my original model PSP died this year, and I decided not to replace it. I've also recently, 3 weeks ago, sold my Vita. The reason for these events is that I don't feel that I've been playing them enough, as in they wouldn't get touched for months. The only game I play on my phone is Solitaire. I have a tablet, but I don't play games on that much either. It gets used for more for web browsing, IMDb, I love that website, Wikipedia, and that sort of thing. When it comes to gaming, I prefer to use my big screen TV and a proper controller or remote play on my PC at a pinch. So this is just a reflection on me, or does anyone else feel this similarity? Let's go ahead and talk about that before we move on.
Yeah, I'm going to jump. I think he's just pretty much echoed what I said earlier on in the show, is that I don't do much mobile gaming anymore. I have PC to game on. I could game anywhere I wanted to game. But you know where I prefer to game is just go sit down on the comfiest sofa I can find and just – I think that's a reflection on my age more than anything else, is I just like to be comfortable.
That's true. I play on my tablet at night before I go to bed. I still do a little Boom Beach here and there. And then that Zombie War thing that I play just because that game pisses me off so much. Because I keep getting one star and I'm really wanting the three stars. So, but that's, I'm like, it. That's my limit. I don't really... there's no point in it. If I want to play, I'm going to get, like Frasier, I'm going to sit on my couch and get that big screen with a controller where I can actually see and play and be comfortable and, you know.
And when you've had enough, you just compress one button and put Netflix on and you don't even have to move.
Exactly! Yes. Kim, Mark?
I play a lot of mobile games. I mean, on my tablet, I play Clash of Clans, and the new, was it Clash Royale? I play it, and I play Two Dots. So,
sorry.
You know, I do that.
Can I just interrupt here just a second? Are you still playing Clash of Clans? Is that still
I
a
am,
thing?
As a matter of fact, yes. I have not
Holy moly.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it, you know.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just find that amazing.
It's one of those.
Have it on my tablet. I just don't touch it because I liked Boom Beach better.
Yeah. But I do.
It's Clash Royale on my tablet and I don't touch
it. Is the clan still alive?
Yes, barely, but we are alive, yes. We still go to war. As a matter of fact, we're warring again this weekend. I still have to go to war. But anyway,
Have I been out yet?
No, I don't think Janine, wants to kick anybody out. So,
iron fist like you did.
When they weren't showing up for clan wars, stuff like that, then but some of you guys like Frasier and like Defoe, and some of you guys, it's been a while, you're still there. So in case, you ever decide to come back, you're still there. Nice. So, yeah, but for me, it's more of it's at the end of the day, and I'm tired, and I'm not sure I feel like firing up the Xbox, so I might fire up, two dots or Clash Royale or something, play a couple of games, and then usually fall asleep in my recliner. So, but that's just me, and usually, like I said, especially with all this house construction going on, that's all I have time for, so at least I feel like I'm still, playing something. So,
yep. I totally feel you on that one.
I don't like playing games on my phone much because I don't like the lack of controls. Monument Valley was quite intuitive on how you control the game, but a lot of the games you play with that virtual like thumbstick thing, the usually stick in the corner, I don't like that. And the screen's too small for me. I'm getting old. My eyes are getting worn away. So, and I do have a Vita, which I did play a lot when I first got it, and I do love Machine. It is a great machine. But I don't tend to play on it as much as what I should, really. I should take it to work and use that when I've got a bit of downtime, but it's just, I don't know, I just don't bother with it anymore. Don't know why.
You should play it more now that you have the chat badge of royalty.
Yeah. So, yeah, like you, Fraser, I prefer to play my games at home, sat in comfort, and because I've got such a big backlog on the Xbox and PS4, I don't like getting involved in yet another game. I want to finish. I only like having two or three on the go at once, because the amount of times I've switched on the console and looked at all the games and thought, what do I play now? And 10 minutes later, I'm thinking, I can't be asked. I'm going to turn the fucking thing off again. And I don't even play anything.
So, I know. I was staring last night at my PlayStation. I was looking at Rogue Galaxy.
Yeah. Rebel Galaxy.
Rebel Galaxy.
Yeah, that's a great game.
And I think about you when I see that, and I was just like, I know I've got to play it. I've got to play that. I know I'm going to like it. I can't be bothered. And I just...
Time is such an important and rare commodity. The older you get, the more it seems to go so quick. It's unbelievable.
I think what it is that it's investing. It's, can I give this my time?
Yeah.
Once you're being pulled through by a game, it's a no-brainer. It's like I'm being pulled through by Doom all the way. No problem. I lost hours and hours and hours of my life doing something which was, by all accounts and purposes, pointless. So when it comes to starting a new game, it's very difficult to – I find it very difficult to justify, oh, my God, I've got to – I've got to put in an hour of my time into that. I don't want to put an hour of my time into anything. So it's just – whereas when you're a kid, I mean, you think about that. You think about all those arcade games you listed, Not only did we put our time into it, we pissed our money up the wall, right? and we had a massive grin on our face doing it. But that's, kids are different, When you're a kid and time is no consequence. And it's just not the same. Mm. Not the same as it used to be.
All right, I'm going to read the rest of this if nobody has any more tidbits to add.
No, fire away.
Carry on.
We're good? All right. Now on to Telltale Games. I played the first two seasons of The Walking Dead on my Vita, as it happens, and I have no plans to play any more of them, and not just because I don't have the Vita anymore. Apart from being relentlessly grim, I feel, and this will probably be controversial opinion, that they're too long. I've played the Back to the Future game and feel the same way about that too, as much as I like the films. In all instances, there was a large gap between starting the games and finishing them. Maybe I'm just getting impatient as I get older. maybe it would be better if I bought them as each episode came out, except that I wouldn't pay full price for them. It's not that I can't put a lot of time into a single game. I see Burnout Paradise and the crew for that. Again, probably just me, as other people rave about them. What do y'all think?
Y'all.
He said, yeah, that was just for me. Thank you. Well, that's enough rambling for me this time. Keep it up, guys and gals. I look forward to the new episode each week. Simon, thank you very much for that email. I binge play for that reason right there.
Yeah.
Because
I wait until all the episodes are out, and I don't necessarily play them all in the same day, but I'd like to play them all within the same sort of like week or so. Cause
yeah.
I played The Wolf Among Us on PS3, and I loved that game. But
me too.
The gap between episode 4 and 5 was huge. I don't know if you had this problem, Kim. And mm-hmm. It was too long for me. I couldn't wait that long for the last episode. And you forget little bits here and there. I like playing them. I like binging as well. I like binge all the episodes in one go.
Yeah. Otherwise, they are the waiting thing is what makes them too long.
Yeah.
Because you have to wait episode 1, and then 2 or 3 months later, then there's episode 2. Well, by then, I've got something else that I'm really hot and heavy to play, and it's not going to be that game that, you know, I'm going to have to wait another 2 or 3 months until part 3 comes out. Screw that.
I agree, and I also feel like Simon could replace Simon's name at the top of this email with mine, because it seems to be very the same. I didn't get on with The Walking Dead at all. I played the first 1 or 2 episodes and didn't think much of it, but I did love The Wolf Among Us. Back to the Future I tried, and I couldn't stick with that. So those two particular games, maybe they're just not good not game suited to you. A lot of people loved Walking Dead, of course. Loads of people raved about it. For me, I was not one of those people. I didn't go with the herd on that one. Starved for Help in the chat, and I think is related to what we've just been talking about, has said, and that is why you should only play the very best games. which I think we all try to do, you know, with our limited time. I just want to just jump back as well, because Star for Help as well has been talking about, he has said here, Fraser, is it okay to play with my chicken hat on? The answer, of course, is no, it's never okay to play with the chicken hat on.
I presume he's talking about Metal Gear Solid 5 there.
See, I didn't even need to say.
Yeah.
It's never okay to play with the chicken
hat. No. I actually selected the chicken hat by mistake, you know, because when you fail a mission, it'll say, do you want to put the chicken hat on? And actually, yes, by accident. And honestly, it was a genuine accident. So after that round, the fucking hat stays on, man. It stays on. I thought it'll be gone after this round. But no, the cutscenes and everything, I've got this fucking chicken hat on.
You see, never, ever put the chicken hat on. It's like the cone of shame.
Yeah.
Your dunce cap.
Yeah.
Chicken dunce cap.
Okay, do we have any podcast trivia? I don't think we had any of this. Do we?
Wait a minute. I think we did. I think Tank Top sent us a thing in WhatsApp. Hold on.
I did not get the notice on that.
Marky forwarded you the trivia.
Oh, me? Oh, crap.
This one.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, that means that cat's got no points.
Yay! It means I get a chance.
Right, okay.
I'm going to change Mark's name to Fraser.
Yes, we have. Because I always close my email program so I don't get pop-ups. Right. Okay, then. So it looks like I'm running the trivia this week.
Get your hosting chops on.
Yeah,
I put Frazier.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, get your names in ready. Oh, you're in the right, yeah. Yep. Frazier. So, this is from Jason Johnson, our regular trivia emailer, who's kindly sent us some more questions in, Teflon12 on Twitter. Right, first question is, what is the name of the map that was used in the Battlefield 1 beta? Was it A, Sinai? Was it B, Sahara? Was it C, Arabia? Or was it 4, Rocky Desert? See what I did there, Fraser?
I do, yeah, nice one. Nice little nod.
So A, Sinai, B, Sahara, C, Arabia, or D, Rocky Desert.
Pay close enough attention.
Need to put the countdown sound effect on again, don't I? Ding, 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 ding.
Just tell us when to put the letter and we'll do it.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, yeah. Are you all ready to put your answers in?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. Ooh. All right, so we've got Kim and Nick saying B, Sahara, and Fraser going for Rocky Desert. And you're all wrong. It was, in fact, A, Sinai.
Oh.
Okay, spell that for me. Was it Sinai? Or you can't, and you have a bad British accent? Or
I think it's Sinai, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry. S-I-N-A-I.
Yeah, okay, because I was like, yeah. I don't, that's not a real word.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, I can't help it.
I love Mark.
Deal with it. S-I-N-A-I. Yeah, you still
the brother
Sahara.
I never wanted. Moving on.
And question two. Oh, Fraser might like this question. In the Devil May Cry franchise, what is the name of Dante's brother? Is it A, Morpheus, B, Alexander, C, Lucius, or D, Virgil? In the Devil May Cry franchise, what is the name of Dante's brother? Morpheus, Alexander, Lucius, or Virgil? You all look puzzled.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have known this.
I'm ready to press, though.
Right, okay. You all ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Right. We all pick something different.
Mixed opinions here. Yeah, we've got Kim who said Virgil, Fraser said Lucius, and Nicole said Morpheus. And we have a winner. One of you have got it right, and it is Kim.
Nice.
It was Virgil. I actually knew that one.
Yeah,
so.
It was Virgil. Yeah. So, Kim, well done. You got one right.
Yay!
So, I need to update this. Uncle Reggles can update me here. Scores. Kim,
well,
1 point.
Well, you're updating, yeah. Do we have any events and happenings? Anything major going on? Whoa, dogs are going to climb.
Nothing listed.
Power cord.
Oh, no events and happenings listed, so let's crack on then. Where are we? We're gone the hour and a half mark, so we can start to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Who wants to do new releases?
Kim? I will.
Hooray. Okay.
Our new releases for September 17th through September 23rd are Aragami for the PS4.
Wrong date, sorry. I didn't update my date.
Hey, you know what? That is right. I didn't even notice.
The 1st to the 7th of October, sorry.
Yes,
the 1st through the 7th of October. Pardon. Anyway, we have Aragami for the PS4, PC, and on October 4th. Then we have Atari Flashbacks Classics Volume 1 for the X1 and the PS4, October 4th. And we also have Atari Flashbacks Classics Volume 2 for the Xbox One and PS4 on the 4th. I'm looking forward to those, actually. We have Atlas Reactor for the PC on October 4th. Rocksmith 2014 Edition Remastered. Oh, there's the word. Remastered. For the Xbox One and the PS4 on the 4th. Chew for the PS4 and the PC on October 4th. Warhammer, The End Times, Vermintide for the Xbox One and the PS4, also on the 4th. I'm also excited about that one. Wheels of Aurelia for the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and
or
the
as
Wii U.
Greg would call it, Wheels of Aurelia.
Or Areolia?
Aurelia.
On Xbox.
Y'all are awful. My child's October in the 4th. Background, sorry.
That's right. Slain, Back from Hell, Xbox One, October 5th. I don't even know what that one's about, but it sounds interesting. Syndrome for the PC, October 6th. Be Glitched
what
for the PC.
Is that? That's got to be the best name ever for a game, Syndrome.
Okay, is that based off that little character from The Incredibles? That was the bad guy. The protagonist was Syndrome.
That's a thought. Hmm.
No, it is a survival horror.
Of course. Well. And all right, Beglitched for the PC on October 6th. Mafia 3 for the Xbox One, PS4, and the PC on the 7th. Paper Mario Color Splash for the Wii U, October 7th.
What? Hang on.
The Silver Case.
Is that a Wii U game? We've got a Wii U
it
game
is.
On the releases? Wow.
Well, if you look back up, we had Wheels of Aurelia or whatever the hell it was for the Wii U.
Aurelia.
I know. I was just being a horse's ass.
Kind of.
WRC 6 for the Xbox One, PS4, and PC on the 7th. And that is your new releases.
Sorry, I'm just watching. I was watching a clip of Syndrome on Steam. Yeah, survival horror through a spaceship. It looks really. I don't know why this is ringing bells with me. Did this? I think this was released in alpha ages ago or something. I'm sure I've played it before. Anyway.
Yeah, it was called Dead Space.
It's that sort of. Yeah, what's that movie as well? The creepy spaceship stuff. What's the one with Sam Neill?
Aliens?
Or no. There's a really good one with Sam Neill where
okay.
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon, yeah.
That's your proper. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to have to look into that Syndrome. For some reason, it's ringing some very large bells with me. Mm. Okay, good. Good for me. Right. Your monthly freebies coming up, Games with Gold in October. It's not a bad haul this coming up for PlayStation. Xbox, I'm not so sure. Super Mega Baseball, Extra Innings. It's a good thing about this. It's not a game I'd probably go for normally, but because it's going to be free, I'll have a go.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's the good thing about these games, free games, is that you sometimes get a chance to have a pop at something that you might not normally. The Escapists, which I have played before, which is a good game if you haven't played it before. And then right now you can still get Assassin's Creed Chronicles China.
Downloaded it and haven't played it.
No, same here.
Same here.
For the Xbox 360 is. I guess that's The Escapists. No?
No, it's not.
It's changing.
Yeah.
It's changing right as I'm reading it. It's now changing to MTV versus MTX versus ATV, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I Am Alive is there for download. Well, actually, that should be finishing around about today. I think it's the third. Or was that yesterday?
That was yesterday.
It should be
a different game.
Sorry, I Am Alive is changing right now probably as well. Well, Mark does that. PlayStation Plus. That's why PlayStation has got it going on this month for me, because Resident Evil is coming out for PlayStation 4 on PlayStation Plus, which is fantastic because I really, really want to play that again.
Yeah.
Transformers Devastation.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
That's a highly rated title.
Yeah.
I played that.
My son would love that.
Yeah,
that is going to be an all-rounder. That is by Platinum, who do not fuck around when they make games.
The PS Plus has been pretty poor the past few months, but it's a solid lineup for October.
It's just a solid month, yeah.
Even though it's in September.
Yeah.
I know, you guys, no typing butts over here. All right.
I've played the first part of Transformers Devastation, and it is good. It is good. So, and for PlayStation 3, who anybody has still got that hooked up, Mad Riders, whatever that is, and From Dust, which I'm pretty sure I've got that, but on Steam or something like that, I think. And the PlayStation Vita, which everybody's getting rid of, Code Realized, Guardian of Rebirth, and Actual Sunlight.
That's got to be a Japanese game.
Yeah, as soon as it starts,
Rebirth.
Code, yeah.
Yeah.
Code, realize.
Code.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's good. And then I Am Alive is the Xbox 360 game. Mark, you've adjusted that October 15th to 30th.
Yeah.
Good. Loads of car racing going on.
We've got a Forza Horizon 3 club, what you can join up to. It's the OC Podcast Club. So when you get to the point in the game where you can have access to joining clubs or creating clubs, have a look for us. It's open invite, so anyone can join up. So get in there. We're trying to make the club reach gold status and then eventually platinum status. We've got quite a few members in there already doing superb, with, especially, I forgot his Twitch name. He's always in his Twitch.
Bongo Night, the Sane.
No, Night Raven, is it? On Xbox, it's called I'm Black Thunder. Always getting involved. He's on the lag and Facebook's is DeMarquise Park. I call him DMP in my head. It's easy to remember. he's been super, super busy on there, and he's currently our ladder leader in our club. He's got the most XP in our club, and he's propelling us forward and leveling us up. So, yeah. So, nice. The more people, the better. So, get joining up.
What's the advantage to being in the club?
I think you get XP unlocks. You get a few perks, I think. The club levels up, and then you get notifications, you get credits and stuff, I think. I don't 100% know, to be honest. But it's just teamwork. It's just all pulling together and...
It's calling to me this game.
Leveling the club up to get the highest status you can, which is platinum.
Yeah. See, my lad likes it as well. He likes that sort of racing stuff, open world. So damn! I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Victory achieved. Nick, you want to do victory achieved?
Sure. I very rarely do this, so I will screw it up.
I do it all the time. Don't worry.
Screw it up? Or?
I think yep, Robin said he's updated these, but I think these are old ones because I'm on
there. Yeah, you're on there.
And I completed them a while ago. But carry on.
Yeah.
We'll go through them again.
We'll just read them again. Yeah, because... But the point is that we just need a beautiful selfie with the game in the background or in your hand or something. Send it to...
What's in your hand?
The game.
All right, dude. Okay. I'm glad you clarified that.
No, Victory you clarified achieved. That because you didn't listen.
Terrible.
The game box. Lord right, have okay. mercy.
Boy.
Anyway, send it to @OC_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag victory achieved. So, and then our contest is running, started running September 1st and will run through the end of November. And you can win $20, £15, or gift card for PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. Now, it says they were updated today in British format, so 01/10/16. So we'll see. Either or. So Marcanix with Monument Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Adams KD86 Minecraft Story Mode Expansion Episodes. Now you sound like Robin. Obligate Failure, Dark Souls.
Marcanix. Definitely full point.
Marcanix with Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom.
Ooh, Marcanix finishing Metal Gear Solid 5. Go on then.
I think Fraser just wet his pants.
Yeah, man. I haven't talked about Metal Gear for ages.
Such a good
game. Here we go.
We don't have time for that.
Yeah, we do. Look, right on the side, my bedside table, I have on my bedside table a copy
chicken
of the playthrough. No, I don't have the chicken hat. That's for the, well, that's my wife has the chicken hat. It's,
oh dear.
I have the full book for Metal Gear Solid 5 on my night table. And the other thing I have on my night table that I have had on my night table for close to 10 years is a copy of Metal Gear Solid 2 for the PlayStation 2 on my night table. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of that Out of Heaven on Twitch, what you told me about.
Yay! That's the spirit.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So good.
All right, you boys, mop your pants up. Amorous 89 with Metroid Prime Federation Force, Caliburn M, Halo. Oh.
It might have a Master Chief Collection, probably.
Yeah. Murphy's Law, Deus Ex, Man... What?
Mankini.
Is that a Robin thing, or is
yeah,
that
it's
a
Robin thing? It's supposed to be Mankind Divided.
It's a verbal Rob thing, isn't it?
Okay. Jay Brown's Valiant Hearts, The Great War. Fraser with Doom. Yeah. Steffi Business, Dark Souls 2. Caliburn M, Halo 5, Guardians. Piltreed with Minecraft Story Mode Expansions Episodes. So he said he was going to deal with Bongo, like y'all know who he is. Yeah. Bongo said he was going to discuss the other part where he does the lovely donation when he comes back next week.
Sure thing. Okay, good. Thanks very much, Nick. I suppose we could just do... Oh, yeah, well, we're not sure if he's updated the table, the league standings.
He said he was going to update it later. He didn't have time in between barf buckets.
Okay, no worries. Well, we can always do without. I'm sure we'll survive without. So let's then wrap it up now. We've put in a good effort to send a show out. And
send it out, send it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say something else.
You shit one out.
Some more decorum. Okay, so let's do some shout outs then. And going in order of how I can see you, Nick.
Yeah, well, to Robin and his family. I hope his family feels better. I hope Robin stays healthy because he's taking care of everybody. You know how that always goes. To you guys for being on tonight and in this interesting conversation. To Nick for his beautiful speak pipe. Simon, thank you for the email. To Jason for his email. And to our Shatters and other listeners. We can't do this without you. So, Kim.
Well, as always, you guys, thanks for, you know, a good show. I always have fun when I come on air. So, you know, that's always good. I'm just happy I didn't fall asleep in the middle of all this. So, you know, thank God for that. Yeah, I can imagine. What is she doing? Is she snoring? And then I start drooling. It would just be bad. To our viewers, our listeners, and, you know, Shatters, all of you, you're the reason we do this. So, you know, keep it up. Send us your speak pipes, your emails, and, yeah, whatever. Just keep the other stuff where it is.
Whatever.
Don't send us everything. Necessarily. So, yeah, you'll find me at GamerGirl27. That's Twitter and the Xbox. So, you know. How about you, Mark?
Yep. People can get me on Twitter at MarkAnnex. They can email me at mark@ocpod.com. And I want to just shout out everyone I met last weekend down at EGX. It was a fantastic weekend. I had a load of fun. And I can't wait till next year. And I want to shout out the True Skill guys for last night. We had an absolute blast. It had a right laugh. It was a lot of fun. So thank you guys for that. And you guys for being here, and also for Robin and Rich, who couldn't be here tonight. Poor Rich got a migraine.
Poor Rich. Yeah.
And Robin's on Chunder duty. So, over to Fraser. And then we need to do a closing notes, because we missed the closing notes after you've done your shout outs.
What are closing notes?
I'll go through them if you want.
Gumph. Yeah, all right. everybody said pretty much everything that I would say, thanks to all the listeners and whatnot. And but I always like to give a shout out to the people who make podcasts. And I don't mean that just to say it, because I'm one of them. Mm. But a lot of people are waiting for the latest, you know, Game Punches to drop. We are having a fucking bawling getting an episode out. It's a nightmare. So it is difficult, you know, that all these, you know, and the community now of podcasters is almost, it's like it's just gone ballistic with everyone doing stuff, and everyone talking amongst themselves and interacting with themselves. And everybody who gets behind that mic or guests or appears or whatever or interacts, and that includes all the listeners as well, you know, sterling work, everyone, to get the episodes out and to give the support to everyone who's doing it, because none of us are getting paid for this shit, are we? It's no, it's good. And also thank you very much for allowing me to host again. Obviously I must be doing something right, so I appreciate that. It's always nice to be on here. I'm not on as regularly as I would like, so thank you all. It's nice to see you.
Mm-hmm. Great. You
especially
too.
You two
you
girls.
Too yeah.
And Mark.
For everyone who wants to be part of the conversation, we broadcast weekly on Twitch. You can find us on twitch.tv/OC podcast. We broadcast at 11 PM UK time, 3 PM West Coast time, and 6 PM on the East Coast. Any other times, you can search on Google for a time zone calculator. You can email us show podcast@ocpod.com. We appreciate emails. We had one from Simon Kempster this week, so thank you to Simon. We have a Twitter. We can be reached on at @OC_podcast, where our lovely Bongo Vasain or occasionally myself will respond to your tweets. We have a Facebook group, which is very active, very busy. There's a lot of good stuff on there. And we have a short URL to get to that. It's fb.ocpod.com. We love iTunes reviews, as well as YouTube reviews, and follow us on YouTube and Twitch. And give us a 5-star review on iTunes if you could, please. We haven't checked them for quite a long time. That's Greg being a bit of a slack ass, so we need to get on his case for that. And don't forget to join the OC Podcast Club on the Xbox One if you're a preview member. As soon as that becomes open to the general public, we will be pestering you all to join up when that is available. And that's about it, Fraser. So do you want to have anything Goodbye. Else to that? Or,
yeah, there you go. Goodbye.
Play the music. See you later, guys.
Okay, thanks all.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
There we go. It stopped ringing. Holy moly.
You know, one of the main reasons I have a notebook when I podcast, just so I can doodle.
So you look professional.
Nobody ever sees it. It's just so I can doodle.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you know. Hopefully my internet doesn't take a shit tonight.
Tea and pumpkin spice muffin.
Oh, shut up. I'm jealous.
Hi, Nicole. No.
It's not pumpkin spice. It's everywhere.
Oh, even my soap is pumpkin spice.
I don't know, so far I've got a Totino's ad.
I've got a Forza Horizon 3 ad.
Hey, lucky bastard.
And we are not live. So, do you know the intro? Do you want me to drop your voiceover bit?
No, it's sure? fine. I just really hate to hear myself. Nobody else mind. So, I will just continue to
It just gives us that uniqueness, and it's different to everyone else's intro. That's what I like about it.
And plus, you I took my start. Wife that pumpkin spice muffins, so she owes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're on for
Yeah, we're saying that.
It's Christmas time.
I'm gonna fall asleep.
Yeah.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
See, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.